This next story is for parents who are tired of struggling to get their children to practice the piano. It turns out that all of those hours your kids spend fine-tuning their scales may actually, literally, fine-tune their minds. Ellen Bacalus has this report.
Okay, look up here. We're going to play that little game one more time. We're going to listen to Mr. Mozart play some music.
At the 95th Street School in South Central Los Angeles, a second grade class sits cross-legged on a rug, arms raised as if they were at a keyboard, prepared to wiggle their fingers when the music starts. For 4 months this year, researchers from the University of California at Irvine will teach these children to play piano. Then they will give the students an IQ test. They hope to show that children who have studied piano score high in skills related to math and science abilities. These studies were inspired by this, a scientist's musical model of what the brain may sound like when its cells fire up. Dr. Gordon Shaw is a professor emeritus of physics at UC Irvine. When he heard this brain music, Dr. Shaw began to wonder, if the brain is this good a musician naturally, what can it do with some training? Music training, he speculated, strengthens the inherent structure of the brain, getting it in shape for other complex cognitive tasks.
We have this common internal neural language that we're born with, and so if you can exploit that with the right stimuli, then you're going to help the brain develop to do the things like reason.
The form of reason Dr. Shaw investigates is spatial-temporal. It is the ability to anticipate how objects will fit together in space over time. Children use spatial-temporal reasoning for completing puzzles. As we get older, it enables us to solve higher math problems or to think several moves ahead while playing chess. Neuroscientists can measure the activity of the living brain using a technology known as EEG. The results show that spatial-temporal reasoning tasks activate large areas of the brain. So does playing music or listening to works by composers with the complexity and symmetry of Mozart. Dr. Shaw and a team of researchers are working to demonstrate that music and spatial-temporal reasoning activate the same neural pathways.
Music is a totally spatial-temporal activity, except that instead of puzzle pieces, the components are notes, you know, arranged in a specific order, in a specific spatial-temporal code.
Dr. Francis Rauscher is a professor of cognitive development at the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh. Since her days at UC Irvine, where she worked with Gordon Shaw, she has studied the reasoning abilities of preschool children and kindergartners. She has evidence that early music training may, in fact, shape the developing brain. She is studying rats to explore how this happens.
We exposed these animals in utero and then 60 days after birth to different types of auditory stimulation, and then we ran them in a spatial maze. And sure enough, the animals that were exposed to the Mozart completed the maze faster and with fewer errors. And now what we're doing is we're removing their brains so that we can slice them and see neuroanatomically exactly what has changed as a function of this exposure. So it may be that this intense exposure to the music is a type of enrichment that has similar effects on the spatial areas, the hippocampus of the brain.
The hippocampus is a tiny seahorse-shaped structure deep within the brain. Experts in the field of child development have not embraced the notion that music training makes kids smarter. Critics say any conclusion would be premature at this point. The data released to date don't convince them that piano lessons do any more for children than build musicality, motor skills, and discipline. Dr. Gordon Shaw acknowledges that his findings are preliminary. He says it will take 5 years to prove what he believes to be the case, that there is a solid link between early music training and better math and science scores.
We think that the music training is really doing something very special. The improvements have to be exploited in how you teach certain things in school. It doesn't mean you do away with the standard stuff. This is just a supplement.
At the 95th Street School, the second graders wear headphones as they thump away on electronic keyboards, oblivious to anything but their own playing. possibility that music could elevate math and science scores has caught the attention of public policymakers. Governor Zell Miller of Georgia wanted to be sure that newborns in his state didn't miss out. He recently asked the Georgia legislature to buy each of them a cassette of classical music. In Dr. Francis Rauscher's state, Wisconsin, a few schools have responded by working music lessons into the public school curriculum earlier, in kindergarten. Dr. Rauscher says this will help disadvantaged children have the same opportunities that middle-income children do.
Disadvantaged children have been shown to be the most deficient in spatial and abstract reasoning. These children also wouldn't normally be able to receive music lessons simply because their parents generally don't have the money, they don't have the time, and they often don't know that this is something that's important.
So what is a parent to make of the research suggesting that music lessons might make your kids smarter? Dr. Rauscher says that while scientists sort out the matter, parents have nothing to lose by engaging their children in music. Listen with your infant to compositions with the complexity of Mozart, and move your baby's arms and legs in time to it. When they're older, get them an instrument to play with, and if you can, enroll them in music lessons. In any case, as Rauscher's colleague, Dr. Gordon Shaw, says, the beauty of all this for parents and children is that there are only good side effects. This is Ellen Bacalus reporting.